foul. So hopefully Wisconsin can keep it clean as we get into the second half. And the second half's coming up when we come back. Penn State leading the Badgers 40-26. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Captain, we are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Well, with our producer Mike Henderson, Reed Magnum back with you at the Kohl Center as that was the whistle. Second half is underway. Wisconsin hosting Penn State, and the Badgers down 40-26. Penn State starts off with the ball on offense for this second half. Wisconsin home white with the red trim, all dark blue for Penn State with the white trim. First shot is a three, and that is in and out. Missed it for McKenna Marisa. Wisconsin takes the miss and comes up the floor to our right. Brooke Schrammick picked up her dribble. Needs some help now. There is Williams into the circle. Spin move right in front of the free throw line. Looked pretty, but she missed it wide left. And the rebound comes back down to Penn State. Again, they'll move it in transition. Owusu, three-pointer, left side, wide open, too strong. Rebound comes down to Wisconsin's Williams. Gets it poked away momentarily, but found by Copeland. And Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter will bring it up the floor and start up the offense. Penn State missed their final six field goal attempts in that first half. A little slow out of the gate here. We'll see if Wisconsin can take advantage. Up and under there, Sarah Williams for the Badgers. And that gives her 10 points now. So we're looking at the rebounds at 8 before she gets to that double-double mark for 9 straight games. There's a bounce pass down low to Owusu. That right baseline. She'll go back outside. Three-pointer by Brigham. Not a confident-looking shot, and it was missed off to the right. Rebound comes to Wisconsin. Minute 20 into the second half. Wisconsin down 40-28. Copeland, Williams, Leitzinger, Schrammick, and Porter, the five on the floor for Wisconsin to start off the second half. There's Leitzinger off the window left side, and that's in. And Wisconsin with back-to-back buckets, and it's a 10-point game. Minute 40 into the second half. Coach Keeger for Penn State right in front of her players there, directing what she wants them to do. Penn State also coming in pink, always great when the other team participates in the Play for K Cancer Awareness and Fight game. There's going to be a shot that goes out on the baseline. Brigham tries to save it, cannot put on the line. And another possession here for Wisconsin. They will have to break through the full court press by Penn State. But Wisconsin with a basket here, they will have it to under 10 or 2 minutes into the third quarter. Leitzinger across the charity stripe. Thought that was maybe an over and back. We have a reach in foul, though. Referees are going to talk about it. One maybe had over and back, the other had a foul. And they will say over and back. Oh, the referee we were hoping would win the argument didn't. Coach Mosley wants the third ref to come over and explain that. Looked like Leitzinger straddled the line and then went back and As I understand it, that's okay to do. You can't go fully over and back, but she was straddling it. And we're right at the half-court line here at the floor level. We've got one of the best seats in the house. And I would agree with Coach Mosley. I think they missed that. I think the other referee that had the foul had it right. There's a foul now called on Wisconsin. As going up is Kapanis, and that should be on the shot. So I think she'll get two free throws. Wisconsin down by 10, just underway third quarter. Sub will be Hallie Douglas. And who's that foul called on? It's Schrammick, and that's her third personal. And she will go take a seat, and it could be for a little while. We were just talking with her at halftime about how she's avoided the foul trouble better this year. And now she'll have to go take a seat for a while with her third personal early in this third quarter. Leilani Kapanis with two free throws. First one up and halfway down and out. Again, the Madison, Wisconsin native played at Madison Memorial. Playing at the Kohl Center. Free throw for her is up, and that is in. So, 11-point lead for Penn State. Back to Wisconsin with the ball. 2:15 into the third. Wisconsin breaks this press easily. Leitzinger, ooh, drew the reach-in foul, and Shay Chesky not happy with herself on that. First team foul for Penn State of this third quarter. And for Chesky, that is her first personal foul. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Wisconsin will toss it into the backcourt. Not a full court press there as Wisconsin was able to throw it into half court line, but they still tried to create a double team as you cross over for Ronnie Porter into the forecourt. Nice find there for Saniya Copeland across the lane. She put it in up and under, and Wisconsin, nice start to this second half. They've scored four, and they are within nine now, 7:19 to go third quarter. Wisconsin trying to poke that one away, and they're able to rip it away from Arisa. Good hands down low by Porter, able to strip her and didn't foul. Another turnover called on Penn State. Back the other way, Wisconsin Leitzinger. Nice find down low for Williams, and Coach Keeger for Penn State has seen enough. Wisconsin coming out in this third quarter. They put six on the board already, and Wisconsin has it within seven. 7:04 to go third quarter, and there's immediate timeout, so we'll take a break. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Couple of gals, maybe 6 years old, with Baraboo jerseys on, trying to race up the floor and playing a game, get a basket, go to the other end, score a basket. And this little gal just could not get it to go in. Cheerleaders are trying to help her out. Ball would bounce off, and they'd go chase it and trying to help her out. And the other gal won, but you could tell the crowd was more just rooting for this other gal. She was maybe under five, just with all her might trying to get it up into the basket. She was finally able to do it, and the crowd went wild. So Wisconsin coming out, outscoring Penn State 8-1 to start off this third quarter. Wisconsin down 41-34. They've got this thing within 7 points, less than 3 minutes into this third quarter. Coach Giger for Penn State, fifth season for Penn State, said, "You've got to be kidding me," had a look of disgust on her face, letting Wisconsin really get back in this. Now, Coach Giger, if you're a Wisconsin women's basketball fan at the Marquette area, she was a great Marquette player, was the coach there, and had a great run. And then now has been at Penn State for the last 5 years, and so she knows this state well, recruiting and all of that. And she's got to try and get her Penn State Lady Lions back on track. Wisconsin defensively, though, trying to keep them down. They had a slow ending to the second quarter, did Penn State. And now in the third quarter, goes up. Oh, foul called on Williams. Wisconsin had a couple blocks down there, and then Williams gets called for the foul. 6 seconds was left in the shot clock. And this is going to be free throws for Shania Pintu. But, yeah, a bad finish to the first half for Penn State has led into a slow start in the second half, and Wisconsin's taken advantage. Give the Badgers credit. They've made 4 of their last 4 field goal attempts. See if Pintu can miss these. First one up, and no good. Misses the first. Yeah, you thought if Wisconsin could get this thing to within 10 at halftime, they'd have some juice. They weren't able to do it, but they've come out really firing here in the second half. Second free throw does make it in for Pintu. So the lead is now 8 for Penn State. Wisconsin, again, this full court press. Here's Leitzinger. Wisconsin breaking a much easier. Williams all alone down low, goes up, in off the glass right side. Give the coaching staff for Wisconsin some credit. They made adjustments at halftime for this full court press, and now Wisconsin breaking it rather easily. There's a Wusu, going to be an off-ball foul called on a Lady Lion. Turnover once again on Penn State. And Wisconsin in business here. They're going to get the ball back. Outscoring Penn State 10-2 to start off this third quarter. We'll see if they can make it 12-2 or 13-2. 42-36, Wisconsin down. 6:23 left in the third. Got a team in Penn State who's coming off an emotional loss, hard fought on Thursday at Iowa. Potentially some fatigue setting in for them now. Here's a three-pointer by Douglas, and it's in. And Allie Douglas with a triple. And just like that, Wisconsin is within 3. 6:05 to go in the third, and Wisconsin is within 3 points of Penn State. Badger faithful, some getting on their feet now. Defensively, Wisconsin sets in here in the man-to-man defense. Brigham down low, tries to go around Williams, and she blocks it. Sarah Williams adding blocks here, 2 rebounds away from the double-double. That one goes for a block, and Wisconsin, they could tie it here. Down by 3, the Badgers. 5:39 to go, third quarter. Ronnie Porter sets up the offense for Wisconsin. Rocks the ball back and forth. Points where she wants her players to go down low. Porter, 10 seconds on the shot clock. She'll go in. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it back outside. 6 seconds. Right baseline. There's going to be a long 2 for Porter. That one misses. Ball tapped around. Douglas grabs it for Wisconsin. Outside Porter. Passes up a 3. Extra pass. Here's Copeland. Oh, almost in. No. And then, oh, Leitzinger gets taken out down low. Hard foul called on 22 Allie Campbell of Penn State. That will give Wisconsin the ball, though. Leitzinger fighting for position down there. Gives Wisconsin an extra possession. Campbell will go take a seat. That's 3 team fouls called on the Lady Lions. And Wisconsin with a fresh shot clock here. Again, they're down by 3. 5:10 to go in the third. Kick pass out there to Porter. She'll rise up. Oh, and the land of the Giants goes up, got hit, and it counts. And Wisconsin is within 1. 42-41. Wisconsin on a 15-2 run to start this third quarter. Now Chesky tries to throw it back. No, Wisconsin steals it away. They could take the lead. Up ahead, here's Copeland. A little too far out in front. No, she catches it, gives it to Sarah Williams. And the comeback has come all the way to Wisconsin taking the lead. 43-42. Coach Giger of Penn State takes a timeout. And this place is going crazy. You got to give these ladies credit. Wisconsin, it's been a year, 3-8 in the Big Ten, 2 straight losses. Penn State comes in, shot the lights out in the first quarter. They were up 25-12 after the end of the first quarter, and the Badgers have come out and been absolutely sensational here, fighting through it, better in the second and outstanding in the third quarter. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more action. Wisconsin leading 43-42, 4:41 left in the third. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Halftime score, Penn State was leading Wisconsin 40-26. Wisconsin has come out on a 17-2 run to start the third quarter, and they lead Penn State 43-42. Wisconsin digging in defensively. They have got the crowd behind them here at the Kohl Center. This has been sensational to start the third quarter. There's Owusu, comes in. She goes hard off the right block and quiet the crowd for a moment there. Bucket is in. 44-43, Penn State retakes the lead. Got to keep the momentum going here with made shots out of the timeout. Coach Keeger's been doing this a long time for Penn State, trying to stop the Badgers' momentum, but if you can keep scoring here, keep it rolling here. Wisconsin, Williams in the circle. Goes back out to Porter. 10 seconds to shoot for Porter. Little jab step. Now she'll rise, and that one falls in. Wisconsin retakes the lead at 45-44. All-time series lead between these two programs. Penn State leads at 35-17. They've been dominant. However, back in 2022, Wisconsin beat Penn State here at the Kohl Center. So the Badgers can do this. Marissa Mosley was coaching this team. But the way Penn State came out, it looked like they were going to run Wisconsin out of the gym a bit. Wisconsin has kept fighting with it and has had a great start to the third quarter. Shot there misses from 10 feet away and a jump shot by Penn State. So Wisconsin back on offense. They are leading 45-44. 3.5 to go. Spin move there. Porter picks up her dribble, bounces it off to Douglas. Wide open two-pointer just outside that right elbow, and it connects. Allie Douglas with a look of determination on her face. She's feeling confident. 47-44, Wisconsin. 3:16 left in the third. Penn State offensively, Owusu trying to throw it up there. Thought she got fouled. That was a wild shot. Ball is loose. It will go down. Jump ball to Wisconsin for the possession arrow. Three subs coming in for Penn State. Wisconsin will keep their same five on the floor. That's Ronnie Porter, Natalie Leitzinger, Allie Douglas, Sarah Williams, and Sanaya Copeland. 3:08 to go in this third. Wisconsin up by three. Possession arrow is to Wisconsin. Referees didn't realize that. So as a jump ball, possession arrow goes to the Badgers. And so they'll switch places there, and Wisconsin will inbound it there with Hallie Douglas. Full court press once again here by Penn State. Off on that far sideline for Ronnie Porter. Now she'll come up across the motion W at center. Porter good at settling things down for Wisconsin. Knows when to go quick and when to pull it back there. Travel's going to be called. Douglas got bumped, but not enough for them to call a foul. They'll say a travel. Ball goes to the Nittany Lions. Ronnie Porter looking over and saying to her coach, well, there's some miscommunication there between Coach Mosley and Porter. As Coach Mo coaching up Ronnie Porter hard there. Ronnie with a great attitude with it. Walk on came here just wanting a chance and has turned herself into a scholarship athlete. Chesky down low for Penn State. Back outside. Kapanis, they're going to reset things. 10 on the shot clock. Moving inside. There is Pintu. Goes up strong. Missed it but fouled. And I think that's going to be on Leitzinger. And if it is, It's going to be four on Badgers number 24. And maybe that's not on Leitzinger. Two free throws here for Pintu. Foul was called on Leitzinger. Check that. That is her third. Just her third. She had two. She's got three. Pintu's first free throw missed. They're going to keep Leitzinger in the game with those three. Wisconsin up by three. 2:33 to go in quarter number three. Pintu, second free throw. That is in. Makes it a two-point lead for Wisconsin. 2.5 to go in the third. If you're just joining us, Wisconsin was down by 14 at the half. 21-4 is what they've outscored Penn State here in this third quarter, and they have taken the lead. Copeland down low to Williams. She's going to go up strong. Oh, are they going to call blocking foul? Basket counts. Yes, Williams gets it, and she's got a chance at the three-point play. Williams still not sure if they counted that bucket. She looked over at the referee, gave her a head bob. Yes. Williams claps her hands, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Sarah Williams, by the way, with her 10th rebound and 16 points. Sarah Williams now has set the Wisconsin women's basketball record with her 9th consecutive double-double. Teresa Huff had the record all by herself for 41 years. And now Williams breaks that mark. Free throw is up and in for Sarah Williams. The other amazing thing about it, Teresa Huff set the record 1983. February 11th was the date, so her streak got broke on February 11th, 41 years to the day later, as Sarah Williams now her 9th straight double-double for an amazing sophomore campaign. There's going to be an off-ball foul on Penn State as away from the ball, somebody gave a shove. And Coach Giger over there on the sideline for Penn State, she is rather beside herself. As Wisconsin's going to turn that into another Penn State turnover. 14 turnovers called on Penn State. And Wisconsin gets it back. Pintu called for that foul. And Wisconsin will bring it up the length of the floor. They have a five-point lead, under two to go in the third. Penn State has been held to 5 points in this third quarter. Wisconsin scored 24. Hallie Douglas, top of the circle. Checking inside. Back out to Copeland. She's going to try and drive left baseline. Kicks it back out right corner. That was tipped, and they'll say touched or not touched by Penn State. Oh, they say not touched. Porter let that go because it looked like it was directed out of bounds, and the referee on the baseline who was right on that says no. And I have to say that ball looked like it changed directions. Now they show the replay up on the big board, and ooh, you can hear what the crowd thinks of the referee's call. Owusu now, the right free throw line extended for Penn State. Cuts through two Badgers, lays it up. That's a pretty move. Tip of the cap there to Ashley Owusu. Wow. 50-47, Wisconsin leading. And, oh, they almost threw it away. They regain it. They'll bring it up into the forecourt. 1:18 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin hanging on here to a three-point advantage. Bounce pass, dangerous. Kicked out off Copeland trying to get it to Williams. Kicked out, though, by Marisa for Penn State, so this will stay with Wisconsin. 20 on the shot clock, off the foot. Coach Mosley wanting an explanation from the referee. The percussion section adding to the ambiance to our left. Coach Mosley asking the referees to speak to the scores table about we're not sure. And the referee, one referee looking over there at the scores table, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Coach Mosley's going to call her team over for a quick conversation. Gives us a chance to say Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. So now they're going to bring the other two refs over and look at the replay. We've had a few of these today where we're just not sure and the fans aren't sure about what exactly the conversation is. So right now, 50-47, Wisconsin leading Penn State. 1:12 left in the third. Referees are reviewing something over at the scores table. Next game for the Wisconsin women will be on Wednesday. The Badgers host 14th-ranked Indiana. John Audius will be back with you for the call on that. Penn State's next game, they will host Illinois this Thursday, so they get a little bit of a break before they're back at it on Thursday. Wisconsin 3-8 in the Big Ten this year. Penn State 7-5, having their best season, though, in 10 years. Both teams trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Got a dance cam up there on the big board. A couple of guys having a lot of fun. And then they go over to, I think it's the tuba section with pink pom-poms. They're dancing along, too. So referees blow the whistle. I don't know if they will give an announcement over the PA of what the review was for. We hope they do. Coach Mosley getting an explanation from the referee. This is going to be Wisconsin's basketball. 1:12 to go in the third. Wisconsin up by 3, 50-47. Full 20 on the shot clock here for Wisconsin. Leitzinger goes back down to Porter, left corner. She's going to fire a big skip pass over to Copeland. She's going to drive right baseline, bounce pass it down to Williams off her hands. Stays with Wisconsin. All right. 1:04 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin's made five of their last five from the field. 24-7, out shooting Penn State. After only scoring 26 points in the entire first half, they've scored 24 in just the third quarter. 1 minute remaining in this third. Ronnie Porter, three-pointer left side, a little short, no. Hard banging of the bodies down low, trying to get rebound positioning. And it goes down to Penn State. Now Chesky trying to answer with a three-pointer left side. That is too strong, missed it. Marisa grabs the Penn State rebound, though. Big high arcing shot creates some pretty wild rebounds. And so Penn State's got it. 10 seconds in the shot clock. They're going to reset things. 33 seconds remaining in the third. Wisconsin up by three on defense. Chesky now probing. 5 seconds to shoot. Goes out to Marisa. She'll drive. 3 seconds goes up. And a charge called as Natalie Leitzinger, putting her body on the line, creates another turnover called on Penn State. And Wisconsin will play for the final shot of this third quarter. Coach Mosley over there, big smile, emphatically cheering on her team. And Coach Kieger for Penn State, the complete opposite look. Arms crossed, hand goes to her chin, confused about what she's seen in this third quarter. 24.1 on the clock, shot clock turned off. Again, Wisconsin to play for the final shot of this third quarter. They lead 50-47. Hallie Douglas in the backcourt. Will bring it up herself. Nice job there. Now she'll go up. She's going to go coast to coast. Ooh, gets bumped hard. Goes down to the floor. See if they call this on the floor or on the shot. Doesn't matter. It's bonus shots anyway. I think they called that on the shot. Hallie Douglas goes to the free throw line for two. Subs across the board here for Penn State. I think that's three or four subs. Jimenez is going to come back in for Wisconsin. Will take out Leitzinger. Leitzinger with those three personal fouls. So don't want her to get anything right at the end of this quarter. See if Douglas can make the pair. We'll give Wisconsin a five-point lead. 15.3 on the clock for this third quarter. First free throw here for the right-handed Hallie Douglas. Up and missed it. Douglas, 71% free throw shooter on the year. Senior out of Lake Forest, Illinois. Averages just over 4 points per game, 3.5 rebounds. Second free throw for Douglas. That is no good. Missed them both. So Wisconsin comes up empty. 10 seconds remaining in the third. Penn State will play for the final shot. Down by three are the Nittany Lions. Owusu crosses over. Oh, a reach-in foul called on Ronnie Porter. And she's about 10 feet away from the three-point arc and gives the referee a look of disbelief. Trying to stay respectful as Porter, but shaking her head, can't believe it. So with 5.9 seconds left in the third, big skip pass over to Kaplan. It's down low. 3 seconds goes up against Douglas. Blocked about a bounds. It will stay with Penn State. Hallie Douglas, the big Badger, blocked down there. 1.6 left in the third. For Porter, that was her third personal, by the way. So as we get into the fourth, we'll give you Wisconsin's foul summary. They've got some issues there, potentially. Referee was going to hand it off to Owusu. And then decided not. They might adjust the clock. 1.6 on the clock. 1.6 for Penn State underneath their basket. Bounce pass, though, and they'll throw it off of Williams. I don't know why you do that, because you lost half a second. Down to 1.0 now. Maybe she thought she was running out on the five-second count. Owusu to do it again. 1 second. They got to get this off. This will not count. And it doesn't go in anyway. Wisconsin, have yourself a third quarter. Again, the Badgers score 26 points in the first half. They score 24 in the third quarter. And Wisconsin has the 50-47 lead as we get ready for the fourth quarter. We'll look at some stats for you when we come back. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience the Badger football. VIPs, enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. What a third quarter Wisconsin had. Hard to give it enough superlatives. Wisconsin outscores Penn State 24-7, and after being outscored 25-12 in the first, Wisconsin a much better second quarter. They were outscored 15-14, but just about even. And they came out and lights out in that third quarter. Penn State struggled at the end of the second quarter. They finished 0-for-6 from the field. Third quarter woes continued, and give Wisconsin credit, they took advantage. I mean, the other team misses shots. You got to make your shots, though, if you're going to come back from down 14. And Wisconsin leads 50-47. Sarah Williams, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 9 straight double-double games. That is a Wisconsin program record for the first time in 41 years. There's a Badger who stands all alone for consecutive double-doubles as she passes the legendary Teresa Huff. Other scores for Wisconsin. Porter's got 8 points. 5 points for Douglas. 6 points for Copeland. And on the bench, Leitzinger with 7. Grady with 3. Schrammick with 2. Foul situation. Porter has 3. Schrammick and Leitzinger each with 3 personal fouls. We'll see if that plays a factor here in this fourth quarter. Turnover by Owusu. Right into the arms of Copeland. She comes up, gives it off to Ronnie Porter, who gets it blocked away. Flying out of bounds, the ball goes, but a good effort there by Ronnie Porter, who is listed, as we've talked about this year, at 5'4". And so Porter sometimes knows she's going to get blocked, and she has a great attitude about it. 14 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wisconsin with the ball, the 3-point lead. Douglas, Porter, Williams, Leitzinger, and Copeland. 5 on the floor here for Wisconsin in the home white. Wisconsin going to our right in this fourth quarter. That's going to get poked back out, so Wisconsin Douglas can go in the backcourt. No violation. 10 seconds to shoot. Copeland drives left baseline. Porter passes up a 3. There is Douglas straight on for the 3 and straight in. Allie Douglas, 2-for-2 from downtown in this one, and Wisconsin leads 53-47. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wisconsin, a confident shooting team, and they've got talent. It's just at times the confidence. Can you keep it? But the way that first half went, especially the first quarter, you wondered if their confidence would wane. Teams kept fighting, and they are confident right now. Three-pointer, long 2, actually, left baseline. Doesn't matter. Murray misses it, and Wisconsin grabs the rebound. Wisconsin trying to extend the lead now as they're up by 6. Minute 8 into the fourth. Douglas trying to get it down low to Williams. Nothing doing there. They'll skip it around to the left side. Now from Leitzinger into Williams. Back outside. There's Douglas. Right corner. Almost shuffled the feet. That was dangerous. And then, threw it out of bounds. Trying to get a wraparound pass to the corner. And it touched the baseline on the bounce. So a turnover called on Wisconsin. 18 turnovers for that Penn State has forced. But the Badgers have forced 17. So one of those games where you've got 35 turnovers between these two teams. but it's been just about even. 6-point lead for Wisconsin's the most important thing. 90 seconds into the fourth. Bounce pass down low. There's the 18th turnover on Penn State. Beautifully read by Porter. Swiped it away in the lane. Now she's going to come up the lane coast to coast and again gets it blocked out of bounds. Look out to the cheerleaders down there as Porter got hit hard. Second time she's gone into the land of the Giants. It has not gone well. Brigham is 6'4", so she has a full foot on Porter, and you give Ronnie credit for trying. Porter now to inbound left of the basket. Here's Douglas for Wisconsin. Goes out to Copeland. Wisconsin, the 6-point lead. Douglas and Copeland along that right side. Now they'll try the top of the key. Porter, got Chesky right in her hip. Porter for the Badgers. Goes inside. Goes back out. Now inside the circle. There is Williams. Confident stroke by Sarah Williams. Give her 21 for the game. 55-47 Wisconsin. 2 minutes into the fourth. Here's Owusu into the circle. Owusu against Copeland. Goes back outside now to Oden. They're going to reset things. Now Williams guarding Owusu. Goes to the right block, trying to split her way through. Brigham, good idea, but Wisconsin's defense does enough to get her off balance, and Douglas grabs the miss. 55-47, and this offense for Penn State is ice cold right now. They have 7 points. They scored in the third. Nothing so far in the fourth. Now Leitzinger on a good backdoor pass, but missed the bunny. And Penn State grabs the rebound. Here are the Nittany Lions down by 8. 7:23 to go. Owusu comes in. Gets that stuffed away by Sarah Williams. Not just the rebounds, not just the points today. She's adding blocks, too. Wisconsin offensively. Here's Copeland. 3-pointer left side. Not a lot of spin on that basketball. And a rebound to Penn State. As cold as this Penn State offense is, they can heat up quickly. Got to get your buckets. And then, oh, a miss, Owusu, and jumping up Copeland. And then she gets body checked down to the floor by Brigham. And there is a whistle, and that's going to be a foul. Williams will take a seat for Wisconsin. In comes Brooke Schrammick playing with those three. I'm talking body checked down to the floor, Sanaya Copeland. We smile because she gets up and she's all right. She's tough. Owusu called for that first personal foul. So first of this fourth by either side. 3 minutes into the fourth, Wisconsin the 8-point lead. They got the basketball. Wisconsin scored 5 in this fourth quarter. Penn State nothing. But again, this Penn State team can score quickly, so get them while they're down. Got to build a bit of a lead here for the Badgers. Ronnie Porter now high on the left side. Skip pass to Copeland. 7 seconds in the shot clock. Copeland's going to drive into the paint. Got bumped outside. Leitzinger, 3-pointer. Left corner. Missed it. Little wide right. Poked over to Marisa. And she's going to run up the floor quickly for the Nittany Lions. Gets her pocket picked from behind. Good work by Natalie Leitzinger. She's a player. Monroe, Wisconsin native, a senior. Only averages about 6.5 per game. But the hustle plays that don't show up on the stat sheet, that's what you pay attention to with Natalie Leitzinger. Energizer Bunny. 55-47 Wisconsin. Williams late to the scores table, so they won't let her sub in. 6:25 to go in the fourth. Marisa now right of the circle. 2,000-point score in her own right. She's going to rise right baseline, and she throws it off the backboard. Missed it, though. Tough angle to the shot. Rebound to Wisconsin. Penn State has scored 7 points in the second half. Wisconsin has scored 29. After trailing 40-26 at halftime, the Badgers now with the 8-point advantage. 6 minutes to go. Schrammick right of the circle. 10 to shoot. Porter settling it down here. Offering a screen. Hallie Douglas. Porter doesn't take it. 5 seconds. Porter now probes, goes. Little runner. Floater in the lane. No. Missed it. Campbell. The Penn State rebound. Weaves her way up the floor. Off to Marisa. Surprised they're not getting it to some of their sharpshooters. Marisa gets bumped. That'll be on the shot. 2 free throws. I'm surprised with the Penn State struggles. Get it to Chesky. I mean, she's a gal who's got 15 points, 4 of 9 from threes. I don't think she's attempted a three-pointer in this second half. This offensive attack that was so good in the first quarter, Penn State's just gone away from in the second half. And Chesky's going to go take a seat. Schrammick will have to take a seat as she is called for. No, that's Leitzinger with the fourth personal. They're going to have to keep Leitzinger in. And I think that maybe there was confusion that Leitzinger was called for the fourth. Schrammick still sitting at 3. Deanna Jimenez will come in to take out Leitzinger. Coach Mosley was saying that was called on you. Okay, we got to get you out. So Porter is going to stay in. Leitzinger gets a nice applause as she goes to the Badger bench. Copeland, Williams, Douglas, and Jimenez. Five in white. First free throw misses for McKenna Marisa. UW Health Sports Medicine, healthcare team for the Badgers, proud sponsor of UW Athletics. Second free throw is in for Marisa. She'll go take a seat. And Pintu comes back in. So 5:41 to go in the fourth, 55-48. Wisconsin with the lead in the ball. Four-court press once again that Penn State applies. Wisconsin's had a much better time with this in the second half. Halftime adjustments on the full-court press has been great. Badgers get it here, and that goes off the foot of Jimenez or of Penn State. They'll say off Penn State. Stays with Wisconsin. Referee comes over to have a conversation. Don't change your mind now. Oh, they do. Can see that far referee calling it. I think it's the right call. I do think it went off Jimenez's foot. But the other referee would have the call on that. But the far ref is the one who saw it and made, again, I think the correct call. Well, Wisconsin's had a few of those 50-50 calls that you feel like haven't gone their way. Owusu checks back in for Penn State. Again, she's the really dangerous one. 16 points leads the team, but most of those coming in the first half. Jimenez will go out. In comes Leitzinger. So gut check time for Natalie Leitzinger. She plays a physical game defensively. She's got four personal fouls, so one more and she's done. Five and a half to go, fourth quarter, 55-48 Wisconsin. Lady Lions have the ball. Here's Owusu trying to go up against Leitzinger, and she can't do too much defensively, so Owusu just goes right around Leitzinger and puts in the easy one. That's the challenge with four personal fouls. Penn State's going to know that, and they'll go right after you, especially with a player of Owusu's status. Porter now with Wisconsin up by five. 5:07 to go. Here's Leitzinger. She'll drive. Goes up. Missed it. And the rebound goes to Penn State. Wisconsin up by five. There's Marisa. Goes out. There was a bump, they'll say, off of Copeland, but avoided the foul. 4:59 to go. Wisconsin the five-point lead. This is one of those games for the Badgers where 10-11 the overall record, 3-8 in the Big Ten. But you feel like if they could get this W, what it could do for this program. It really does have that feeling. Timeout going to be called here. Marissa Mosley of the Badgers will take that timeout, so we will step aside. 4:59 to go in the fourth. 55-50 Wisconsin. Penn State will have the ball when we come back. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Left in the fourth, Wisconsin leading Penn State 55-50. Time now for our Smart Play of the Game presented by ATC. ATC energizing your future with smart careers. Now Chesky tries to throw it back. No, Wisconsin steals it away. They could take the lead. Up ahead, here's Copeland. A little too far out in front. No, she catches it, gives it to Sarah Williams, and the comeback has come all the way to Wisconsin taking the lead. 43-42. Coach Giger of Penn State takes a timeout, and this place is going crazy. Appreciate producer Mike Henderson putting all those highlights together that hopefully will play for you in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin was down 40-26 at halftime. They have come all the way back. They've had the lead now for a while, 55-50 currently the score, 4:59 remaining in the fourth quarter. Now Wisconsin has gone a little stagnant on offense. Penn State hasn't been any better, but the Badgers 0 for their last 5 and 1 for their last 7. So Wisconsin on a 3:05 scoring drought. And as we said to start this fourth quarter, you got to keep hitting your buckets. Penn State can change on a dime. They have the offense to do it. Keep in mind that on Thursday, they lost to Iowa, but they scored 93 points. Iowa scored 111, but this is a team that is excellent scoring. Top 5 nationally in a bunch of the national scoring statistics. So It's been a bad second half. They've scored 10 points in the entire second half as Penn State, but it can change quickly. Wisconsin got to keep with it defensively. There's going to be tips. Sarah Williams able to take it away, and the Badgers, great start out of the timeout. Pass it off to Brooke Schrammick. She's going to go up with three fouls. She'll get fouled. Got to be careful not to draw an offensive. Missed it. Almost got it to go, plus the foul. Sarah Williams comes over and hugs the head of Brooke Schrammick. Schrammick gives a smile. She'll have two free throws. Wisconsin has outscored Penn State 29-10 in this second half. Penn State scored 25 points in the first quarter. Wisconsin stuck with it, though, and they have come all the way back. Six-point lead for the Badgers. First free throw good by Schrammick. It's amazing. Wisconsin's led for 9.5 minutes of this game. Second free throw is good. We had a point start off second half where we're like, if you could just get this to within 10, it could be interesting. For them to have led for 9.5 minutes and have a 7-point lead with 4:43 to go, remarkable. Defensive time now for Wisconsin. Pintu hands it off. Kapanis, she'll try a three. Not close. Well short. Rebound, though, to Owusu of Penn State. She's going to body back. Ooh, physical. Copeland looking over at the referee saying that's not an offensive foul. Bucket is in for Owusu. Such strength. One of the strongest players in the conference. The lead cut again to 5. Wisconsin with it, though, and the ball. 4:17 to go. Look out. Porter getting trapped there. Able to fight through it and gets it off to Schrammick. Now Copeland inside. Oh, threw it right in the arms of Marisa and a steal by Penn State. Up the floor they go. Pintu gives it off to the Madison native. Kapanis misses it but fouled. Two free throws here. Got to keep it clean if you're Wisconsin in these final moments. Each team, 19 turnovers. Points off turnover, Wisconsin 19, Penn State 18. Odin to come in, and we'll see Grace Hall, who will spell Owusu. Marisa also will take a seat. Two free throws for Leilani Kapanis. Just a 58% free throw shooter. First free throw up, and it's in. The lead cut to 4 for Wisconsin. It's amazing, this Penn State offense started off the game in such rhythm. Knew where they were going with it, confident shots. That is gone in the second half. 58% free throw shooter Kapanis hits them both, though. And it's a three-point game, 57-54, 4:04 to go. Sweet as this comeback is, oh, it's going to be tough if you can't finish it. So Wisconsin, big 4 minutes here. Up ahead, there's Copeland for Wisconsin. Porter on the floor, Leitzinger with the 4 personal fouls, Williams and Brooke Schrammick, the 5 and the Cardinal in white for Wisconsin. On this play for K-Day, 10 seconds to shoot for Wisconsin. Brooke Schrammick almost got it, poked away, sticks with it, 6 seconds. Here's Copeland now, got to get a shot off, 3 seconds. Crowd counting it down, deep 3, that's going to be just short, grazes the rim, goes out. And it will go to Penn State. Not a good offensive possession for Wisconsin. 3 or 4. Nittany Lions are going to come in now. Wisconsin keeps their same 5 on. It is amazing. It's like a hockey line change with Penn State sometimes. 3 or 4 people come in all at once. 57-54. Wisconsin with the lead. 3:31 to go. They're on defense. Owusu off to Marisa. Leitzinger with those 4 personal fouls. Got to be careful. Going around her is Marisa. Now she's going to step out. 3-pointer right side. This game is tied. 57 all, 3:15 to go. Back to Wisconsin with the ball. Crowd trying to give this team some energy now. Wisconsin, 1 for their last 8 shooting. They've gone cold. Cross-court pass. Oh, a great backdoor pass. Missed it by Copeland, but Williams cleans it up. Gets fouled, and it goes in. She yells, come on, to her team. And Williams, a chance for the traditional 3-point play. Sometimes you just need your best player to make a play, and that's what Wisconsin just had. Great backdoor cut by Copeland. Missed it. Williams right there, though, gets fouled and gets it to go. Gives Wisconsin the 2-point advantage with the free throw here. Williams, an 80% free throw shooter. Perfect looking shot. 3:02 remaining, 60-57, the Badgers. Bear down to that man-to-man defense now. The dangerous Owusu comes up the floor, left of the circle, fires it over. There's Chesky, 3-pointer straight on, and that one swirls in. Oh, boy, I don't want to see her heat up. Back to 60. Tie game, 2:47 remaining. Leitzinger in the backcourt. Got to break it now. There's Copeland, does wide open down low. There's Williams. They break that full court press, and it turns into an easy one for Williams. And we'll start to see now Penn State's going to back off on that full court press. Wisconsin in the second half has gotten some easy buckets breaking through that full court press. That was not the case in the first half. Much better in the second half. 62-60 Wisconsin. Little lean back shot there from 5 feet away. Misses it. Marisa, rebound Wisconsin. 62-60, the Badgers with a two-point lead, 2:15 to go at the Kohl Center. Fans on the edge of their seat leaning into this one. Leitzinger to Copeland, inside, there's Brooke Schrammett, got it down low, going to try for the turnaround, lost her dribble though, back out to Williams, seven to shoot, Williams going to step into a three, right of the circle, gets fouled, and she's got three free throws upcoming. Brigham with a look on her face, absolutely disgusted with herself as Williams, as the shot clock running down, steps into a three and draws the foul, and she's got three free throws coming here. Sarah Williams, 26 points, 13 rebounds on the day she breaks the program consecutive double-doubles mark. But far more important to her is trying to lead her team to a big-time victory against Penn State. Free throw is good. She's got two more to go here. Second free throw as this place gets quiet. Free throw is in. It's good to have an 80% free throw shooter at the line, isn't it? Two for two, one more here. Wisconsin, four-point advantage. This would make it five. 1:59 on the clock. Third free throw for Williams. She hits them all. 65-60 Wisconsin, 1:59 remaining. Penn State, they can't believe they're in this position. 14-point lead at halftime. Here's Owusu. She'll rise up. Leitzinger couldn't foul there. Good job. Thought she got bumped. She says, come on, what am I supposed to do? 65-62 in the quick answer. 1:42 remaining in the fourth. Copeland now for Wisconsin. Crosses over the timeline. Into the forecourt. Gives it off to Ronnie Porter. 93 seconds to go. Wisconsin with the ball and the three-point advantage. 14 seconds on the shot clock here. Don't want to waste too much time. Here's Porter. Goes out to Schrammick. 9 seconds on the clock. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Schrammick skips it off to Copeland. Trying to go to Williams down low. She's got to fire off a three. That's too strong. Ball goes to the baseline. Leitzinger again can't foul. Now Woos is going to run up the floor. Wisconsin up by three with 1:10 to go. And they get ready for defense. Here's Marisa going up against Leitzinger. Got to be careful there. She'll rise up. And that one in and out. No good. Williams the rebound. Oh, then she goes down in a heap. Schrammett gets hit. And is it a travel? Is it a foul? What do we have here? Referee's going to come together. Williams took a spill, I think, off an ankle. You had Schrammett who goes down. Referee talking. And do we have a foul? Do we have a travel? What do we have here? Scariest thing right now is you've got Williams who is down and they're massaging her left knee. Trainer's going to come out to take a look at her. She's got teammates who are trying to help her with that. She's going to get up. She's going to walk off. It's under her own power. She's got a smile on her face. That's a relief. And how soon can Sarah Williams get back in the game if she can continue? That's the big question. There is 1 minute exactly left in this game, and Wisconsin leading 65-62. Hallie Douglas will come in, no stranger to the knee injury. She's got that big right knee brace on after tearing her ACL last year. This doesn't look like anything too serious for Williams. She's getting her knee massage. She's taking a drink, nodding her head. And so when can Wisconsin get her back in? Wisconsin has two timeouts remaining. Referees talking things over here. It's Wisconsin basketball. So we wondered before if there was a foul or what the situation was. Referees are again conversing. We've had a number of times in this game where we're just not sure what the conversation is. Penn State has four team fouls. Wisconsin has two. So I think they called that as a foul on Penn State, but we don't have a list of who they called that on. Regardless, it's Wisconsin basketball in the backcourt. Oh, they almost throw it away. Now Copeland battling for it. They do lose it, and it's a turnover. Here's Penn State. Kapanis in the lane, back outside with Wisconsin. Up by three, they turn it over, and now we have a Penn State timeout. We're going to keep it here. 49.6 to go. Wisconsin, the three-point lead, and they threw it away in the backcourt, and that gives Penn State the ball back. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill, a proud partner of Badger Athletics. So we'll see if Williams is going to check back in. They're going to bring Campbell in for Penn State. She just checked into the scores table. I didn't notice if Williams went back to the scores table or not. Wisconsin, two of their last 10 from the field. Thankfully, it's been a brutal second half for Penn State. They scored 7 points, did the Nittany Lions, in the third quarter, but this fourth quarter has been even. Each team has scored 15 aside, so Penn State's been better, more normal. Wisconsin scored 24 points in the third quarter. That created the comeback in the lead. But 49.6 seconds to go. Wisconsin up by three, but they're on defense after they just committed their 21st turnover. Penn State with 19 turnovers in their own right. Williams is in the game for Wisconsin. Schrammick, Copeland, Ronnie Porter, and Leitzinger with the four personal fouls. All in the game here. Keep in mind, Schrammick also with four. He is in there. So here we go. 49 seconds to go for Wisconsin to have a huge, huge win as a program. Travel called on Owusu. Turnover Penn State. As that defense by Sarah Williams steps right in there, immediately makes an impact. 30-second timeout here, called by Coach Mosley. Coach Mosley yelling at her team, when you call a 30-second timeout, you can't necessarily bring your people out on the floor. And so before the referees gave them, she yelled at her team to get back and not come out on the floor. And now they give them the timeout. Coach didn't want any risk of a crazy technical or some crazy situation like that. Players jump back at her in shock, and she said, get back until they actually give me the timeout. Coach Mosley coaching this thing as hard as she can. Assistant coach is in there too. 65-62 Wisconsin, 45 seconds to go. Wisconsin has one timeout remaining as a team. Penn State also with one timeout. So these coaches are still going to be able to be involved as this goes along here. Special day at the Kohl Center. Fantastic game. Again, raising awareness in the fight against all cancers affecting women, the Play for K Pink game. So always a special day with the Play for K Pink game. And you got a comeback opportunity like this, trying to knock off a 16-7 Penn State team. Wisconsin trying to make it an extra memorable day. Here's Brooke Schrammick inbound on the forecourt, far sideline. Schrammick pops it in there. Oh, no, it gets stolen away as she couldn't get it over the top of Pintu. Penn State comes down the floor. 40 seconds to go. Wisconsin up by three. Penn State back with the ball. Pintu hands it off, and a timeout called by Penn State. Shade Chesky was driving, and Coach Chesky calls, or Coach Keeger calls that timeout as Shade Chesky had a look on her face like I was going to get a bucket there, but 3-point deficit, and that's the final timeout that Penn State had. Boy, it's tough for Wisconsin. You had your play drawn up there out of the timeout, and Schrammick couldn't throw it over Pintu, and it got stolen away. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. So Coach Mosley on the bench right now. It's a full 60-second timeout. Coach Mosley with the clipboard out, got her black marker. Explaining her team, everybody on the same page defensively. And then what are you going to do offensively? 35.1 seconds. Is on the game clock. There's 21 seconds in the shot clock, so there's a 14-second differential game clock to shot clock. Penn State, if they can get a quick shot, even if they miss, they wouldn't necessarily have to foul, but it all depends on how quickly do they get this shot up. 65-62 Wisconsin. 35.1 remaining. Wisconsin on defense. Schrammick, Porter, Williams, Copeland, and Leitzinger. Five for the Badgers on the floor. Forecourt, far sideline for the inbound for Marisa. Referee explaining to Copeland the distance she needs to give her, and they will give it to Owusu. Here we go. Owusu going to walk it up the floor. They're not going to get a quick shot here. Here's Chesky. Now she's going to drive. She'll come through. They're going to play it back out. Marisa, three-pointer to tie. No, it's left short, and Wisconsin's got it. Williams throws it up ahead to Copeland. Oh, they called the foul, and Williams will go to the free throw line with bonus shots. That's five team fouls on Penn State. Two massive free throws for Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. And you know what? Who else would you want in this spot than Sarah Williams? And she confidently walks to the free throw line before anyone else was there, practices a couple of shots, and now gets the ball in her hands. Wisconsin the three-point lead. Williams first of two, and she's got it. Four-point lead for Wisconsin. 23.1. Shot clock turned off. This to make it a five-point lead. Williams crouches down. She hits them both. Sarah Williams, huge, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Wisconsin up by 5 with 20 seconds to go. Here's Penn State. Driving in is Chesky. 16 seconds, and that's going to be a foul called on Porter. Now that for Wisconsin, just their third team foul, so that's not the worst foul. Porter didn't like the call, but they're going to have to inbound it. 16 seconds. Again, Wisconsin up 67-62, so no need to foul here, but don't give up anything easy. You do have fouls to give. Five and you're in the bonus, so Wisconsin still has another foul to give here. Owusu, left of her basket for Penn State. Looking, first two options aren't there. Try to throw it down.